To bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Golf is the language spoken here every Sunday morning on Tee to Green, the golf show. Greetings, fellow golfers. Thanks for listening. Jay Ritchie and Jerry Butenhoff coming your way live from the five-star Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Let me be one of the first to wish you happy holidays. Hope you're enjoying your Thanksgiving weekend. Got some leftovers going. It's the last show in the month of November. No leftovers on Tee to Green. We still have plenty to talk about in the world of golf. On Tee to Green today, it's an award that was first handed out 13 years ago. And some of the past winners include Nancy Lopez, Judy Rankin, Kathy Whitworth, and Carol Mann. It's called the PGA First Lady of Golf Award, and the 2011 First Lady of Golf is with us today here on Tee to Green. She is Mary B. Porter King, and she has a wonderful story to tell. A former four-sport star at Arizona State, former LPGA Tour player. She served on the USGA Executive Committee and currently is on the PGA Board of Directors and on the PGA Rules Committee. She helped to start the Junior Golf Program in the state of Hawaii. And there was a young man in the state of Arizona who is alive today because of her. She'll tell that story as well. Mary B. Porter King with us today, veteran rules official, named the recipient of the 2011 PGA First Lady of Golf Award. We have some golf tips headed your way from Mark Keble, the head pro here at the Broadmoor, and Jerry's going to update us on some of the events going on in the world of golf as the 2011 season winds down, and we get ready to look at 2012 on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning, the sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what am I going to do? Help me keep my head down. Save me from those double bogey blues.
You can check us out online. We are live and in real time on the internet at sportsbyline.com. Link to that through our website, teetogreenradio.com. Go to our website and check us out on Facebook and tell us you like us. We're going to tee it up with Mary B. Porter King next worldwide on American Forces Radio, Sirius and XM Satellite Radio, and coast to coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls. You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
800-814-5031. That's 800-814-5031. Not available in all states.
You can now hear your favorite Sports Byline USA Network shows while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. The latest episode is always available. Stitcher brings radio and podcast listeners a better way to listen to their favorite shows and helps them discover new content. Stitcher delivers personalized audio streams on demand right on your smartphone. Available for your iPhone, Android phones, WebOS phones, or your BlackBerry. Stitcher is also available in some GM and Ford dashboard systems. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
You found it. Tee to Green, the golf show, live from the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado, every Sunday morning. Great to have you with us this morning. Jay Ritchie alongside Jerry Butenhoff. Jerry, the decorations, the big Christmas tree is up right in front of us here in the lobby of the golf clubhouse. And boy, it is definitely that time of year.
Yeah, and yesterday was Christmas weather in town here, for sure.
Yesterday
was. Yesterday was.
But we've had a great week of weather.
Today it's going to be nice. Yeah. Did you eat till it hurt on Thursday?
Yeah, I did,
okay.
Of course.
I didn't, actually, this time. I spread my meal out over over the entire afternoon, I think.
Well, I spread mine out all day. But it's Thanksgiving year. I guess you're supposed to do that, right?
Start of the food season.
Yeah,
that's
start
right.
Start of the food season, start of the holiday season. And we've got a lot to talk about in golf. And on the show today, we're going to talk to, from Hawaii, Mary B. Porter King, the recipient of the 2011 PGA First Lady of Golf Award. And Mary B. Porter King, who lives now in Hawaii. She's 61 years old. She's a former LPGA Tour veteran. And I talked to her earlier this week. We didn't get her live on the show today because of the time difference between here and Hawaii. But she said she got involved in golf at a very young age. Some of the past recipients of the award, by the way, Barbara Nicklaus, Judy Rankin, Judy Bell, Nancy Lopez, Kathy Whitworth, and Carol Mann. She said, Mary B. Porter King did, that she got involved at a very young age.
I did. I think basically my foundation was laid by Betty Hicks, who was my mentor, my first instructor, and Betty was the 1942, I think, women's amateur champion, went on to be one of the co-founders of the LPGA, and she introduced me to the game of golf and to its rules, its etiquette, its traditions, and I got to meet all the greatest, the best of the LPGA as a young player, so those were always my role models. So the women that you read off in the beginning here, that those were all my idols and my role models throughout my life. But Betty really laid the foundation for me, and I started at age 7 in Southern California playing junior golf, and then went on to play college golf, and then went on to play professional golf. So that was pretty much my foundation and right why I felt so passionate about giving back to the game, because I'd been given so much in my life.
You mentioned Betty Hicks. You also were involved at a very young age with the Hall of Famer Patty Berg. What was that relationship like?
Well, Patty, of course, you know, age 7 or 8, I knew Patty was important, and I found out through my life how important she was, and she was a dear friend of mine, and again, one of my role models, and I ended up, I was a Wilson player growing up, later went to Ping, but I did play Wilson on tour for a while, and part of that was having to go to a Patty Berg, week of Patty Berg's clinics, and to learn how to give a golf clinic. And I started giving them with Patty at about age 8 at Los Coyotes Country Club in California. And I gave several clinics with Patty throughout my lifetime. And I learned so much from her and her passion and her love for the game. So I was very lucky. Hollis Stacey and I, and I think Kathy Height and Susan O'Connor Beard, we all spent a week with Patty, sequestered in a hotel from morning to night, learning about how to behave and how to give back.
Now, did I hear you right? Did you say you started doing golf clinics at age 8?
I did, with Patty Berg.
Wow.
She used to come to our club pretty much annually and give clinics because she and Betty were such good friends. And so I was always the junior that got pulled in and got to hit the shots. And, of course, as a child, you never, ever dreamed you would ever miss a shot. So as far as I knew, I never did. I hit everything perfect. So
our guest is Mary B. Porter King, the recipient of the 2011 First Lady of Golf Award, who grew up in California but made your way to Arizona State University to go to college. Was that a tough choice for you there, or how did that come about?
A little bit of a tough choice. I grew up in Southern California, and I sort of desired to go to UCLA, but I went to a small private school and didn't rank that high in my class of 39, and I wanted to go to a school that was strong in athletics and golf, and Arizona State had that reputation. So I went over to Arizona, and I'm happy I did. I played 5 years there, was before Title IX, and I did play four sports at Arizona State, which was, like I said, before Title IX, or I wouldn't have been allowed to do that. I was fortunate to play on two of our NCAA championship teams, and we went to the championship every year. So, and then I also was fortunate to play a little softball in the World Series, and we won that as well. So I had a lot of fun. I went to class a couple times, but I did have a lot of fun.
So it's a given that you'd be an All-American in golf, but softball and the 1971 College Softball World Series?
Yeah.
As a second baseman.
As a second baseman. I preferred shortstop, but the girls I was on the team with, that was their only sport, and they were very good. A lot of them went on to play professional softball. So I just love playing softball. I played basketball and volleyball as well, and golf, but everyone knew that golf was my priority. But I managed to play all four sports through my whole time at ASU.
Did you go right out of ASU to the LPGA Tour?
I did. We played the NCAA, I believe, that year up in Massachusetts, and I went right from there down to Atlanta, Georgia, and went to qualifying school, and I again was fortunate enough to be medalist at the qualifying school, and that was the second qualifying school of the LPGA back in 1973, and Laura Baugh and I were the only two to get through it, and Barbara Faye Bodie, who didn't really compete, but Laura and I were the only two to go on to compete.
Now, you played on the LPGA Tour for about 10 years, left it for a while, came back, and retired, I guess is a good word for it, from the LPGA Tour in the late 90s. Did it just not work out for you, or did you feel that maybe you had a different calling?
Well, when I moved to Hawaii, I left the tour in the 80s because I was married and had a son. It was a little difficult in those days without child care. So I had a little time off there, but I did manage to come back, and I came back as a single mother. So difficult without child care on tour, but my son and I traveled all over with our dogs and played the tour, and then I fortunately, when playing over here in Hawaii, met my husband Charlie King, and we were married 2.5 years later, and he adopted my son, and my son was 6 at the time, and my son's been raised here in Hawaii, and it was very difficult to commute from Hawaii and play the tour. So as time went on and I got more involved with junior golf, with my son getting involved, I retired. I thought 25 years out there was long enough.
Everyone knows the lure of the islands. Did you go over there to Hawaii to play some golf and just ended up falling in love with the place?
I came over here to play two tournaments back-to-back. In 1986, I believe, when I came back, and my son and I came over, and my now husband, Charlie, was president of the Chamber of Commerce on Kauai and had always volunteered. It was the Kemper tournament here on Kauai. Had always volunteered as a marshal and a scorekeeper, and that particular year they needed caddies. The unemployment rate was very low, so they had no one to employ for caddies. He thought that sounded like a fun deal, so he signed up, and 2.5 years later we were married. So that's how I ended up in Hawaii.
After you walked away, or stepped away, I guess is maybe a better term for it, from the LPGA Tour, did you know what you wanted to do at that point?
No, I really didn't. I had gotten involved with the USGA after one of my classmates at ASU, Kathy Gaughan-Mant, left her position with the USGA Girls Junior Committee, and I took her position in 1994 on the Girls Junior Committee with the USGA, and I enjoyed it. I spent a lot of time with junior golf, and I was still involved with junior golf when I was home, especially because of my son. Then, lo and behold, in 2000 at Pebble Beach is when David Fay came to me and basically said that they were looking at me to serve on the executive committee of the USGA. And that week, Reg Murphy, the past president, had asked me to serve on the executive committee of the USGA, which was something that I never dreamed of happening. And I got very involved at that point, especially with rules.
That's Mary B. Porter King, the recipient of the 2011 PGA First Lady of Golf Award. We'll have more with her after the break, including the story she tells about how she saved the life of a young man during a golf tournament in Arizona back in 1988. Mary B. Porter King with us today on Tee to Green. We'll take a break. We are worldwide on American Forces Radio, across the satellite radio dial on Sirius and XM, and coast to coast on great radio stations on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better, and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Toyota certified used vehicles are already incredible, but now they're getting even better because each vehicle comes with a 12-month or 12,000-mile comprehensive warranty, 7-year or 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty, an 8-year or 100,000-mile factory hybrid battery warranty, and 1 year of roadside assistance. Get 2.9% APR financing for 60 months with $1,792 per $1,000 borrowed on any Toyota certified used vehicle. The best new cars make the best used cars.
Comprehensive and roadside warranty from data certified. Certified purchase. See certified warranty supplement for warranty details. Powertrain warranty, whichever comes first, from original date of first use when sold as new. Financing available through Toyota Financial Services for qualified buyers only. Hybrid related components are covered for 8 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first, from original date of first use when sold as new. The H3 battery may have longer coverage under emissions warranty. See owner's warranty information booklet for details. Offers vary by region. See participating dealer for details. Offers end 10/31/11.
Win NFL tickets with Toyota Techs for Ticks. Text Packers to 515-462-0888. You can see the Packers and the Bears in Green Bay.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action so you'll know what happened and why and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
There's only one other acceptable theory about how to hit a golf ball.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm afraid to ask. Well, what is it? What's the other theory?
Grip it and rip it.
Tee to Green takes you to the driving range with our tip of the week. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious Mobil 5-Star and AAA 5-Diamond Awards. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space.
The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everyone. This is Mark Kelbel again, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor Golf Club. Today, I want to talk to you about fairway wood play. And there's three things I want you to keep in mind to help you hit those a little bit better. One is your grip tension and where you have it in the stance. You need nice, loose grip tension when you're trying to hit a fairway wood. This will help you get it on the face. Remember, your goal with a fairway wood is to advance the ball in play. You can heel it, you can toe it, you can even take a little turf. As long as you advance it in play, you've accomplished your goal. The only thing you want to avoid with a fairway wood is a bad miss, top or a pop-up. Secondly, when you place the ball in your stance, put a little more in the middle of it. This will help be a little bit more forgiven if it's not perfect. Again, you just want to advance it in play, so play a little bit more in the middle of your stance. The last thing is, if the ball is a little bit below your feet or a little bit above your feet, make adjustments accordingly. If it's below your feet, you got to bend your knees just a little bit more. Take a practice swing or two to help you get used to staying down to that ball. Make sure you clip your grass. And if the ball is above your feet, choke the club a little bit. Take a practice swing or two to help you find out where exactly the ball is in reference to the bottom of your swing there. It'll help you get it on the face and advance the ball in play. That's your number one goal with a fairway wood.
For more on making contact with the fairway wood, check out teetogreenradio.com or visit your local PGA professional. This segment of Tee to Green, brought to you by Swan Law Funeral Director, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912. That's nearly 100 years of serving families with dignity and heritage. Come in for your free personal planning guide at 501 North Cascade here in Colorado Springs, or call 719-471-9900. It's the show by golfers for golfers. Tee to Green, Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenhoff from the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Colorado Springs, Colorado, and our guest is Mary B. Porter King, the recipient of the 2011 PGA First Lady of Golf Award. This award given out for the first time in 1998. First winner was Barbara Nicklaus. Since then, Nancy Lopez, Donna Capone, Judy Bell of the Broadmoor, some of the past winners, and we continue with Mary B. Porter King, the PGA First Lady of Golf Award winner for 2011.
I wanted to go back. I was reading through your bio, and I found out something about March 16th, 1988, during the LPGA Standard Register Turquoise Classic in Phoenix, Arizona. Pick it up from there. What happened that day?
March 16th was a Wednesday, and it was an odd day because it was a qualifying day for the Standard Register the following week. Close to 30, 40 of us were trying to qualify for spots the following week. And I hit a bad shot to the left, which would have been my bad shot. And I was so far left, I didn't have yardage. And when I walked up to the green with my caddy, took the yardage, my caddy stayed there, and I walked back. And when I did, I saw a man jump in a pool, fully clothed, and I saw his son, a young child, floating face down. And for whatever reason, I thought I should be involved and try to help. And my caddy ran over after yelling at him because he couldn't understand what in the heck I was doing, trying to jump the fence. And he threw me over the fence, and I somehow, by the grace of God, resuscitated this young man, this little child, who looked just like my son. He's alive and well today, and it was the same year as Greg Norman's incident with the young man Jamie Hutton with Make-A-Wish Foundation. And I received a phone call later after this happened from Gordon White from the New York Times to ask me to attend the Metropolitan Golf Writers Dinner in New York. And they wanted to honor Greg and me for what we had done that year. And I said, of course. And then he said, but we need to ask your permission. And I said, for what? And he said, we wanted to name the award for you. Lo and behold, they named it the Mary B. Porter Humanitarian Award. And I go back every year. They select a recipient for somebody who's done something heroic or in a humanitarian, is what Greg did. So I'm very proud of that.
So something good came out of that bad shot.
Something great. That was the best worst shot I'd ever hit in my life. I will say that out of all the players that went through me, my two fellow competitors stayed up on the green. Two groups went through, and only one player stopped to help, and I'll only tell you who that one player was. It was Meg Mallon, who was also trying to qualify. She was babysitting my son for the next week because I had to head to Tucson to play the next morning. So Meg did stop to help.
I mentioned you were involved with the USGA, and I mentioned Rules Committee. Tell us about what you do with the USGA.
Well, on the Executive Committee, that is their governing body of the USGA and for United States and Mexico. That's the body that's making the decisions about equipment, about amateur status, about the rules of golf, all the many facets that the USGA is involved in governing the game in this part of the world, along with their partners and our partners in the RNA. Through that, I had the opportunity, because of my position, to attend the U.S. Opens and the Women's Opens, and I had been working the rules at the Women's Open for years, and so it motivated me to get more and more involved with the rules of golf to make sure that if I'm going to be giving a ruling at a U.S. Open or a Women's Open or an amateur, I better know what the heck I'm talking about. So I have spent a lot of time studying and keeping up with the rules of golf, which are forever changing and somewhat complicated at times. I've been fortunate to get to officiate at many Opens, 10 Opens and 14 or so Women's Opens and U.S. Amateurs. So I was very, very involved there and very fortunate to have that position.
I know you were here at the Broadmoor this past July for the Women's Open. I wish we would have got a chance to sit down and talk there. That would have been fun.
That would have been nice, but I'd probably been out of breath because I was huffing and puffing going up those hills and running in and out trying to catch a shuttle to come in. It was a tough week, especially for the players.
We're a little higher in altitude than Kauai, is that what you're saying?
Just a little bit. Going from sea level to your level was killing me.
Now, do you do the same thing with the PGA Rules Committee and the PGA of America Board of Directors that you're doing with the USGA?
Right. I spent 5 years with on the Executive Committee, and I then went off, and when I did, I was then asked to serve on the Board of Directors of the PGA of America as an independent director. And they have two independent directors on their board that really serve as sort of an outside opinion to help their board in making decisions. So I was very honored for that. And in doing so, since I had a background in the rules and I had been very involved, and Brian Whitcomb, who was then president, asked that I serve on the PGA's Rules Committee, which I was very honored to do for 4 years, and through that I got to work several more championships from the PGA side.
So is retirement in the future here soon, or are you having too much fun?
Not yet. I mean, there are days I'm going, what am I doing, you know? I love what I do. My greatest passion, really, I love doing the rules, but my greatest passion now is, since moving to Hawaii, I started a statewide junior golf program here, of which several of our members you've probably heard of. One would be Michelle Wee and Tad Fujikawa and
right.
Kimberly Kim and Casey Watabu, who won the Pub Links. We've been very successful, but proud as I am of those names and those young people, I'm really more proud of all the young people that are going off to college and having the opportunity to go to college because of their skill in golf and just really providing an opportunity to showcase their talent here in Hawaii without having to travel 5,000 miles round trip just to go play in a mainland tournament. So somehow we're on the map, and the coaches are very aware of our talent pool here, and just trying to create and develop the next golfer, the next core golfer that really truly understands what Betty Hicks gave me as a child, and understanding the integrity and the honor and the rules of the game. So that's my passion now.
The recipient of the 2011 PGA First Lady of Golf Award, Mary B. Porter King, will be honored Thursday, January 26th, at the PGA Merchandise Show in Orlando, Florida. The award started in 1998. Some of the past recipients I mentioned: Barbara Nicholas, Judy Bell, Nancy Lopez, Judy Rankin, Kathy Whitworth, more recently Carol Mann and Donna Capone. One final question, Mary B. I know you touched on this a little bit, but what does it mean for you to win this award and your name to be right up there with some of those others?
Well, I don't know that I can really put that into words. I am very humbled by this award, and especially just to even have my name listed with those women, as I said earlier, that those are women that I have such respect, and they have been my mentors. All of them are my friends, but I'm so proud to be listed with them and to have this honor by my name.
Well, congrats. Well-deserved, and hopefully we'll see you in Orlando.
I hope so. I'll look forward to it. Aloha.
Aloha to you, too. Mary B. Porter King, the recipient of the 2011 PGA First Lady of Golf Award. Honored to have her with us today on Tee to Green. We'll take a break. Jerry and I will be right back. More from the Broadmoor as we are live and in real time on the Internet at sportsbyline.com and our website. Check us out at teetogreenradio.com.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544. Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Just tap it in. Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Time to work on your short game. Tee to Green helps you get it up and down. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious Mobile 5-Star and AAA 5-Diamond Awards. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everyone. This is Mark Kelbel, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor Golf Club. Today we want to talk to you about pitching and how important it is to be able to make the right motion there to get the ball closer to the cup where you can make more up and downs. First of all, when you're pitching, I want the ball right in the middle of your stance. Now, there are variations off this, and certain lies may dictate otherwise, but for the most part, you want the ball right in the middle of your stance. Secondly, I want you to think of hands on a clock. Your backswing generally mirrors your follow-through in regards to length. Sometimes you're going to follow through a little bit more just to keep the momentum of the golf swing there. Think of 9-3. This will help you keep nice controlled motion, good contact, and get the ball to where you want to go. Lastly, the back of your left hand is going to mirror your club face. Whatever the back of the left hand does, so goes the club face. So if you let that kind of turn over, the ball will likely either be hit in the middle of the golf ball, or you'll pull it, or you'll put topspin on it. At the end of your golf swing, you want to be able to put a cup of coffee on the face of your golf club there, going right at your target. That'll help you be more accurate, make putts.
Same strokes, get the ball up and down. For more, check out tee2greenradio.com or visit your nearest PGA professional. We like to call it destination listening for dedicated golfers. Here every week, it's Tee to Green, the golf show. And this portion of Tee to Green brought to you by Swan Law Funeral Directors, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912. That's nearly 100 years of serving families with dignity and heritage. Come in for your free personal planning guide. If you live in the Colorado Springs area, they're at 501 North Cascade. You can call anytime at 719-471-9900. Swan Law Funeral Directors. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenhoff, sitting here with the big giant Broadmoor Christmas tree right in front of us as we are well into the holiday season. But there's a lot going on. There's been a lot going on the last few weeks in the world of golf, and that'll continue right on through the new year. We want to catch up on some of the things that are happening right now.
Right. One of the things should be coming up in the next month or so here would be the announcement of the LPGA schedule for 2012. Mike Wan touched on it on the TV broadcast of the title holders last week. Congrats to Hee Young Park of South Korea for winning that, by the way. This year, there were just 13 statewide events. That's down from 24 only 3 years ago. And there's been a lot of talk about it, and we've touched on it on the show here a few times, too. They will be adding, apparently, the story is, three events in the United States next year. The one in Toledo, for sure, will be coming back, and a couple more, apparently. So that's good news for golf fans.
For ladies,
in American
golf
ladies
fans,
golf fans, yeah, especially to get a few more tour events back stateside, where they belong.
Yeah,
I think.
Well, you know, it was tough to follow because there'd be an event and then they'd take 2 weeks off, and they played here at the Broadmoor in early July, and then didn't play another event in the U.S. until like a month later.
Right, and then you know, of course, anyone that wants to view anything, you know, there's so many Asian events in Korea and Japan and everywhere that are going on while we're, or most of us, are sleeping.
Are sleeping, yeah.
So
exactly.
Can always, you know, the Golf Channel, you know, certainly shows them delayed and everything, but it's tough as a viewer to see a lot of women's golf.
Congrats, speaking of women's golf, congrats to our friend and former guest on this show, Hollis Stacey, announced as the newest member of the World Golf Hall of Fame and Museum. The announcement that Stacey was selected through the Veterans category was made at the LPGA CME Group Title Holders event recently. She'll be inducted into the hall at its induction ceremony May 7th at the World Golf Village in St. Augustine, Florida. The ceremony is held the same week on Monday of the Players' Championship. Stacey's career was defined by successes in USGA events. She charged onto the golf scene, winning consecutive U.S. Girls Junior Championships from 1969 to 1971. She's still the only player ever to win that event three times. As a pro, she won the U.S. Women's Open three times, back-to-back in 1977 and 78, then won it again in 1984. She added another major title in 1983, winning the Peter Jackson Classic. It was a major championship then.
Overall, in her 26-year LPGA career, she won 18 times and registered 82 top 10 finishes from 1977 to 1983. And she will join Phil Mickelson as the first two to be announced. That's shaping up to be a pretty good class.
Right, and Hollis, we've had her on the show here a couple times, and she's also like
she lives
Mary,
in Denver.
Yes, she lives in Denver now, and like Mary B. Porter, very involved as a rules official. She's been down to the Broadmoor the last couple years for women's open qualifying events, and of course was wandering around here all week long.
And she wasn't that old when she walked away from competing on the LPGA Tour. She still could have probably rung up a few more victories.
Yeah, exactly. And, yeah, she left a little earlier also. One thing that had been discussed for the last 5 years or so since the, speaking of tournaments that are no longer existing here sometimes, the demise of the international event up in Castle Rock, Colorado here, which was unique on the PGA Tour for the modified Stableford scoring system, where instead of being under or over par, you got points for your various holes, 2 points for a birdie, 5 for an eagle, minus 1 for a bogey, etc. That Stableford, modified Stableford scoring system will return to the PGA Tour next year in Reno at the Montreal Golf Club for the Reno Tahoe Open, which is actually funny, the first weekend in August, about the same time that the
international
used to be held.
That's true.
So the tour apparently had been discussing about this for a little while, and the chief of operations of the tour, Andy Pasder, said that the system not only promotes aggressive play, of course we all know that, but it's a tournament already known for, and the Montreux venue, similar to Castle Pines, lends itself well to this format.
Yeah, well, it was fun. Well, it was at the International, and I still remember fondly not only playing that course a bunch of times as part of the media day festivities, but those pros coming up 17 on the last day, the par 5, very reachable in 2, and going for eagles and trying to get a whole bunch of points there. And, boy, with one swing of the club, you can make a big difference if you're trailing or if you're leading.
Apparently this club, and I don't recall if I've ever seen any of that tournament televised or not, but apparently the final three or four holes at the Montreux Club near Reno also lend themselves to that type of finish.
To go for it.
Yeah, exactly. So
cool.
So that'll be coming up the first weekend of August next year, the Stableford scoring system returning to the PGA Tour for the first time in 6 years.
I got a story here, Jerry, I know you're going to love. Did you know the PGA Tour changed its policy on mobile devices, like cell phones?
Okay.
It was announced in February. They didn't make a big to-do about it, but fans will now be allowed to bring their cell phones to the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. That's the first PGA Tour event to kick off the new season, January 5th through 9th at the Plantation Course at Kapalua in Maui in Hawaii. With the revised policy, spectators will be allowed to carry their mobile phones onto the golf course with the volume setting on silent. Sure.
Everyone will remember to do that, won't they?
Of course. Phone calls will be made or received in designated areas only, strategically located throughout the golf course. Fans will be allowed to receive and send messages and check data on the golf course away from regular play. Well, we'll see if that works.
That's a horrible idea. I'm just going to tell you right now.
I'm not too crazy about that.
I'm just going to tell you right now, that is a horrible idea, because you're going to have people, you know, phones ringing the first day, all day long.
Yeah. Well,
you
go to places now and they say no cell phones or turn them down, and inevitably they ring.
It still happens.
It still happens.
Having said that, I don't see why pro golfers could stand to use a little bit more
distraction. Noise,
something like that. Yeah, I mean, you certainly see it in tennis a little bit more than you do in golf and that sort of thing. And, you know, they don't seem to make a big issue when the train goes by at Oakmont when they're playing the U.S.
Open
there.
Or when the plane flies overhead.
So, but, have you know, cell phones on the golf course are just plain annoying.
Well, I've always
thought, leave them at home.
You know, if Derek Jeter can hit a 99-mile-an-hour fastball with 50,000 fans standing and screaming in the seventh game of a World Series, why can't a guy make a 2-foot putt with fans cheering in the background?
Well, yeah. And, you know, every other sport has noise. I mean, Look at the guys at the free throw line.
Oh, exactly.
You know,
perfect.
With people behind the basket spinning.
Doesn't
you
bother
know, kaleidoscopic, you know, type looking things that, you know, at Duke would be a perfect
sure.
example.
Yeah, the Duke crazy.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. Anyway, so we'll see how that works out. Cell phones, just at that tournament. I think what they're trying to do is kind of get their toe in the water and experiment with it here and see how it goes at Kapalua for the season opener, the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. That's the event where all of the past champions from 2011, it's a winners-only event, play in that one event to kick things off.
Yeah, hopefully most people won't have service because it's way out there in the islands.
Yeah, okay.
Joseph Bud Lewis passed away here this past week. He was 103 years old, the longest serving and oldest living member of the PGA of America. Mm. He joined the PGA back in 1931, so he has been a member 80 years.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
80 years. He was a pretty good player, too. He won the Philadelphia Open, a local event. He's from Pennsylvania. Qualified for the PGA Championship 4 times and the U.S. Open 3 times. Was inducted into the Philadelphia section of the PGA Hall of Fame in 1996. He retired from the golf life 30-some years ago at the age of 75, I think. Still live 30 years. He's survived by his 2 sons and a daughter, 12 grandchildren and 18 great-grandchildren. That's a lot of golfers
that
to
is.
Leave in your legacy,
yeah,
in your family
sure
legacy.
Yeah.
103 years old. Good for him.
Bud Lewis. Hopefully he's got a tee time up there.
There you go.
Up there, and he's going to hit him long and hit him straight.
Now Samuel Ball of Stuart, Florida, is the oldest living PGA member. He's only 101.
He's the guy we talked about on the show a few weeks back. He played in the original Masters, the very
yes.
first Masters tournament, and he's still playing today. I said, we got to get him on the show, and you said, we better hurry.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. That is true.
All right. Just a few of the things to catch you up on in the world of golf as we get
ready.
We've
been digging.
Yeah, we've been digging as we get ready to turn the page to a new calendar year. Hard to believe that 2011 is just about gone. Hard to believe it's been nearly 5-6 months since the Women's U.S. Open was here at the Broadmoor. That seems like it was just weeks ago.
That was almost 5 months ago now, yeah.
Yeah. So,
well, we talk about how time flies a lot lately.
Yep. As you do that as you get older. Is that what you're implying?
I had a conversation last night with a friend. 2 weeks in teenage time is a year in our
it's
time
like dog
now,
years,
I think.
Huh?
Yeah, I think something like that.
Right. Jerry's going to come back. There is some golf being played, not so much here in the U.S., but big tournaments going on around the world. He's going to take us on tour and more as we continue with Tee to Green from the Broadmoor. Be right back.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
If long-term unmanageable debt is making your life miserable and you're tired of living from paycheck to paycheck, get ready for a toll-free number that will change your life. Trinity Debt Management has been helping people just like you cut their interest rates by as much as 60% and increase their credit scores by up to 200 points. In fact, they have a proven program that has worked for thousands. If you're ready to consolidate your bills into one manageable monthly payment and pay off your debt, then call for a free, no-obligation analysis. Trinity's certified counselors will explain the entire program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. To cut your interest rates and help your credit score, call Trinity today at 800-899-0615. That's 800-899-0615. Get a fresh start. Call for free information now. 800-899-0615. 800-899-0615.
Would you serve your family water that's loaded with prescription drugs and pesticides? Over 53 million Americans are drinking water with contaminants that are tested to be above the federal health guidelines. Call Aquasana Water today and speak with one of our water specialists, and we'll give you a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. Our filter systems are certified to reduce contaminants and leave in the minerals for crisp, clean, and healthy water for you and your family. We want to help clean up the water supply in your area one home at a time. So call us right now, speak with a water specialist, and get a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
We are here every Sunday morning talking a little golf. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenhoff, Mario, our producer, back in our San Francisco studios on Tee to Green, the golf show. The fastest hour in radio and the quickest hour in golf. Not done yet. Here's Jerry. Take us on tour.
Nothing going on in the States here, but some pretty big stuff that's finished in the Far East, I guess you will. Australian PGA Championship. Greg Chalmers shot a 5-under in the final round. Went into a three-hole playoff and beat Marcus Fraser and Robert Allenby. That's his second major down there in a two-week span. He won the Australian Open a couple weeks ago, just before the President's Cup. He was only the sixth player ever to win that event twice. Hmm. Now he's got the PGA under his belt, and he'll be going for the Triple Crown in the Australian Masters in Melbourne 3 weeks from now.
The Australian hat trick.
Exactly. Yeah. Pretty good stuff there. Adam Scott and Aaron Baddeley finished tied for fourth, two shots back. Chalmers and Fraser Allenby all finished at 12 under. The World Cup team event going on in China, that's also completed. Rory McIlroy and Graham McDowell had the lead going into the final round. They only shot par. In a team event, that's not good.
No, that's not.
No, they shot a 72 and were passed by some people. Matt Kuchar and Gary Woodland of the United States coming through with a 5-under 67 and a four-round total of minus 24. First Americans to win that in 11 years since Tiger Woods and David Duval, who's going to Q School this week, by the way, to try and keep his card. So Kuchar and Woodland ended up winning it. Martin Keimer and Alex Cheka, Ian Poulter and Justin Rose finished two shots back.
Par or worse is not good in a team event. We know that firsthand.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Birdies. All about birdies.
All right. Got anything else?
That's enough.
That's it.
That's all that's going on.
Okay. Hey, something.
This might be the last report we have all year on Real Golf.
Yeah, that's true. Something I forgot to do last week. We had a lot of audio last week from the President's Cup on the show, and I wanted to thank Jan and Bob, our friends at TRB Audio, for that audio. Forgot to do that last week. Not only last week, but all through the year, they supply us with great audio from some of the big PGA Tour golf events, not only in the U.S., but around the world. And our thanks to Mary B. Porter King, the recipient of the 2011 PGA First Lady of Golf Award. She'll officially get that award in January at the PGA Merchandise Show in Orlando, Florida. Very well deserved. That's it. Talk to you next week. Hit them long. Hit them straight.